My passion is business of all shapes and sizes and flavors. I just love building them, particularly from the start. I find that super exciting, you know, the ability to solve a problem. And that's why I love dopamine stimulation, because it's very hard to be stressed and anxious and depressed when you're jumping into freezing water. If you can come out the other side, you are going to be so freaking strong and so resilient. And if you can learn from those lessons that you've been through and then apply them to any future business without giving up, then that is such a massive growth curve that your next business will go through. You can be in AI or you can be left behind, but the way you can hate it or you can adopt it and start using it and improve your productivity.
You're tuned into the Active Action Podcast. Step into a world of engaging conversations with leading experts, where every episode is your chance to learn, grow, and stay inspired. Become our premium supporter and get access to expert articles and strategy guides on personal and professional development, and enjoy lots of other exclusive features. Visit our website activeaction.fm for more information and to explore all episodes. Don't forget to check our merchandise for exciting goodies at activeaction.shop. Stay active and take action.
Hello, good evening, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Active Action Podcast. It's me, your host, Dr. Nazif, with you back again with another episode. And today's episode, I'm sure you'll love our guest, a lot of her insights and a lot of valuable advice waiting to be shared with you. But before delving into that, just want to let you know that we very recently have started our supporters program. So if you just visit www.activeaction.fm/support, you can sign up and get started for free. Our premium supporters get access to expert articles and blogs written by our consultants on personal and professional development, health, fitness, and financial growth, and all that sort of stuff. Apart from that, we have just recently launched our own merchandiser, www.activeaction.shop. So we have clothing and other goodies. So if you would like to check out those, that would be great. Let's dive into the episode today. Today we have with us Nathan Bose. Hi, Nathan. How are you doing?
G'day, Dr. Nazif. I'm very well. How are you, mate?
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Nathan, for your valuable time and for joining today's podcast. I would like to introduce to you, dear guest, with Nathan. He is the founder and CEO of Tomisugo Immersion Wellness and Flair School. So Nathan is a passionate public speaker, captivating audience globally with his insights on business, mindset, and health from schools to conventions. Nathan also dedicates his time to educating kids in entrepreneurial skills and empowering the next generation of investors. A very interesting fact, Nathan appeared in the Australian Shark Tank TV in 2015, launching three of his restaurants. Apart from that, he is a 2024 Guinness World Record holder for ice baths. Very interesting, and I would like to know about that. But if you are into business, if you are an entrepreneur, I'm sure you'll have some very valuable thoughts and advice from today's episode and the journey that Nathan is going to share with us. So let's dig in forwards. Nathan, would you like to introduce a bit as well to our audience, to you?
Yeah, sure. No, that was a lovely intro. Thank you. So my passion is business of all shapes and sizes and flavors. I just love building them, particularly from the start. I find that super exciting, you know, the ability to solve a problem by bringing a business into the world, into existence from nothing, and monetizing that and watching the journey unfold, or being at the cutting edge of unfolding that journey. So business to me is just everything. I do it 24/7. I talk about it 24/7, and I just love it. I find it fun. I don't get out much, but I do a lot of business. So yeah,
that's wonderful. So you're a business lover, then, we could say.
Totally.
You love business. You're into
self-confessed. Yep.
Oh, then I want to ask you, Nathan, where did this crazy idea of breaking a world record came from as your Guinness World Record holder?
Well, funny enough, a lot of what I do, in fact, everything that I do, whether it's related to health or mindset, its end game for me is always business. So whatever I'm doing, I'll always look for ways of optimizing it so that my businesses grow off the back end of it. Because I'm so passionate about business growth and I love to just build businesses. I'm involved in a bunch of them. I just like to use every trick and system and tool in the toolbox to actually pull it out and use it for business growth. Mm-hmm. So the world record was a Guinness Book of World Records. We were actually doing ice baths and I was doing a lot of cold water plunging and I've been mm-hmm. doing that for years. I'll get up in the middle every day, most days a week I'll get down to the beach, summer or winter, and then just jump into the ocean. I find it's absolutely fantastic for dopamine stimulation. So that was how I originally got into the Guinness Book of World Records. There was a bunch of us doing ice baths and mm-hmm. we set a record for the biggest amount of people doing an ice bath at one time. But again, that was just purely off the back of, okay, mm-hmm. ice bath, cold water therapy stimulates dopamine. Dopamine mm-hmm. is phenomenal for business. There's a huge link between feeling good and being motivated from dopamine and executing on all your business tools and tricks and systems, so putting them into play. And dopamine has a really, really big impact on that. So that's why, again, everything's related to business, whatever I do.
That's wonderful, you know, how you connect a business to other things that really takes value of starting like new ventures, because I'm sure the Guinness Book of World Records, what you did over there, it actually was a networking hub as well, right? You can get to network with potential other fellow businessmen. So a very interesting thought. And thank you for sharing that with us. Yeah. So today's topic, dear listeners, is unlocking business growth and the future of entrepreneurship. So Nathan, I just want to ask you a question. Can you share your journey with us into entrepreneurship? Like you mentioned, you love business and you were in the business realm. And what actually led you to start the Flair School?
Yeah, my background was I was brought up by a single parent and we were eating a ridiculous amount of potatoes. And it mm-hmm. didn't take me too long to work out that potatoes were pretty cheap and it stretched the budget quite far. So that at 6 years old, I decided I was done with potatoes. I didn't want to see another potato again. So I went into my first business at six, very motivated to maybe perhaps put a steak on the plate instead of just a potato every night. And so I went in aeroplanes because it was a skill, the only skill I had at 6 years old, I could make a pretty cool paper aeroplane. So my cousin and I went into the business of making paper aeroplanes and trying to sell them. Turns out that we didn't go too far and didn't actually get any sales, but it was my first taste of business. So that was what sort of got me started. And it was like, this is fun. This is cool. Like, again, we had no customers. We didn't sell anything. But it was a starting point of like, this is cool, because we'd played shops and mucked around as kids, you know, how you do with cash registers and all those sort of things. But so that got me into it. And then so Flair School is, I did Shark Tank. So I appeared on mm-hmm. Shark Tank,
yes,
as you mentioned, 2015. Mm-hmm. And I was pitching my restaurants, which I was doing at that stage. And after that, I got sort of invited to a few schools to just talk mm-hmm. to them about Shark Tank, which is really cool. And I really enjoyed that because it's just chatting with kids and getting them all excited and fired up about, you know, Shark Tank and pitching and business. And I was having a chat with, I was doing a presentation to one of my kids' schools, and I was just chatting with their principal and I was saying, you know, the financial literacy side of things is so lacking in schools. I know I went through school and had no idea about financial literacy. We weren't taught anything. And after mm-hmm. chatting to more and more parents, we did this little mini Shark Tank at school and we had all the kids do their pitches and presentations.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. And they loved it. They absolutely loved it. And they really got into it. So we just thought there's so much excitement around that. And then what we did is we built a little school market. So we just had a market day where all the kids could sell anything they want, but it had to be under $5. And all these little kids got so into it as well. And they had so much fun and there was such a buzz around the school. So I said to the principal, why don't we create something? There's not enough of this entrepreneur side of things in schools. Kids don't get taught this. We're manufacturing humans at the end of school that have no idea about saving and budgeting and finance and debt and all those sort of things, and definitely no idea about entrepreneurism. And why don't we put this together and build it? So we did. We built it. We provided it to the school, and we just basically launched. We're now in a couple of schools in Western Australia, one in the UK, and a couple we're working with in other countries. So we're just growing that. It's just such a fun thing to be in. And, you know, I think business has to be fun. You've got to really love what you're doing.
Oh, sure.
And the fact that it's really cool fun watching kids get into this world of business, but also absolutely being there as an absolute necessity, because we've got to change the way our kids are educated as far as bring them into the world of financial understanding so that they've got a great future, because financial stress in life is the biggest cause of stress. And the main cause of that is illiteracy in financial understanding. So hence that business was born.
Thank you so much for sharing that journey, Nathan. I want to ask you, you're in the business realm and you love inspiring kids, getting very early stage, learning what business is and having that mindset into them. I just want to ask you, as you know, like you are doing multiple businesses right now, what are the, you know, some of the biggest challenges you have faced while scaling the business and how did you overcome that?
I think in all businesses, the biggest challenge and the most important thing that we all always have to focus on first is sales, lead generation and sales. Without that basic ingredient of money coming into the business, it's very hard to continue a business. So, and I think most people just ignore that or don't have the skill set for it. You know, they focus too much on the product rather than how we're going to sell that product, what markets, what channels we're going to use, what systems, processes are we going to use to get it out there. So I think overcoming that, initially that was one of my biggest issues, because I had all these cool business ideas but didn't know how to get them out there. Getting it out there is all involved in the sales process. So learning how to overcome, how to educate ourselves on improving our sales was the number one thing for me as far as challenges go.
Thank you for sharing that. And I know, Nathan, you know, from experience and also like from the experience of some of my friends and family, you know, like when there is an obstacle that entrepreneurs like very often face, they suddenly, you know, they get demotivated. I know like business is actually, the purpose of business is to making profit, but it's a truth that not every time the profit comes immediately. So, you know, there are certain times where entrepreneurs can get upset when their business is not making money. Can you share some advice for them, like on how to stay resilient and patient at that time?
Yeah, it's challenging. And I've been in businesses which have lost huge amounts of money and for years on end. And at the you have to make that decision where you're going to draw the line and, you know, where enough is enough. Because as an entrepreneur, we always have this mindset of, I can do it, I can fix it, I can build it, I can make it good. Sometimes it's actually better to go, actually, no, this is not working. You've got to know when to cut that umbilical cord and to move away and to say, all right, enough's enough. I'm spending way, way too much time doing that. I could potentially do something better, faster, quicker. So I've had to swallow that very, very bitter pill in the past many times. And I think one of the key things is recognizing where your skills are. If you can joint venture with people, that's great. Bring other skill sets into the mix, bring other money into the mix. That's one solution. But if at the end of the day, the product is not working, then you have to be able to say, all right, let's leave it there. You know, that's enough. But on the same side, if you feel you can make it work, it's having that resilience. It's continuing to keep up your mindset, your mood. And that's why I love dopamine stimulation, because it's very hard to be stressed and anxious and depressed when you're jumping into freezing water. So, you know, it's a massive mind change, which allows you to keep going, because A lot of entrepreneurs will just focus on the dollars and the cents. What we also have to do for long-term success, we've got to focus on the wellness, you know, the whole health of our physical body and our mindset, because that is what's going to endure you through those really crappy times where things are going wrong. So I feel if, and that's what I, again, health, mindset, dopamine, all these things that I really focus on, my background's in health, but I use those to keep me going through those tougher times so that, and then if you can come out the other side, that's where the magic happens. So, you know, it could be an absolutely terrible, crappy time in your life, very, very stressful financially. And that always causes more stress on relationships and all sorts of things. But if you can come out the other side, you are going to be so freaking strong and so resilient. And if you can learn from those lessons that you've been through and then apply them to any future business without giving up, then that is such a massive growth curve that your next business will go through. So I think don't throw the towel in. Instead, understand that it's been a learning experience and use it to your benefit.
Thank you so much for sharing that wonderful words of wisdom, Nathan. It's really important to have that mindset to learn from things and not take it as a failure, but to be motivated to do something better the next time, you know, learn from the mistakes and apply that so that we try to limit making those mistakes again, or try to just understand how the realm is and how things work so that you can produce better. I wanted to ask you, Nathan, as entrepreneurs, they have to stay ahead of their game. They have to know the latest information to keep themselves updated. What are some of the trends shaping the future of entrepreneurship, and how can, you know, a business owner stay ahead?
I guess the AI side of things has got to be the biggest trend currently. And I think it's fantastic. I love using it in business. It's very effective for helping us scale and grow. I know initially there was quite a bit of fear around it, and there still probably rightly is still. But you know, as far as job security goes, I always tell my team, you can be in AI or you can be left behind. But the way you can hate it, or you can adopt it and start using it and improve your productivity. And that thankfully is what my team, because we have that foundation of, let's use every tool, trick, system, process in the book to make ourselves better. So again, whether it's health or mindset or AI, AI is fantastic for improving productivity. And as I say, a lot of people were originally concerned about jobs, and I'm sure it's cut people's jobs. I've actually increased my workforce significantly, going from a couple of people to anywhere between 10 and 15 people. And they're all actively engaged team members utilizing AI in every system we can. And I think that's embracing that and understanding it, because it's just going to get more and more sophisticated. You can't turn your back on development because you'll become extinct pretty quickly if you do.
And the trend, like you mentioned, you know, previously, it was kind of fear regarding AI, that AI would, you know, take people's job, going to replace people. But I think it's more about understanding how AI actually like would help you, and how you can use AI to leverage your business and understand like how to probably use it. Because like you mentioned, if you do use AI, that would definitely like be beneficial and helpful for your business, like reducing the amount of time or the work that needed to be done. So very important to learn on how to wisely use it. I wanted to talk to you a bit about personal branding, because like personal branding is a very important aspect for entrepreneurs, but also to grow a business. So can I ask you, like, how important from your experience personal branding is in business growth, and what strategies have worked for you? If you can share that with our listeners.
Yeah, to be totally honest, I haven't done it well. So it's one aspect that I'm now realizing is super, super important. I've always just been involved in business, head down, bum up, thinking, how do we grow this business? And not looking at it from a bigger picture. And because I've been involved in I think I'm coming up to 17 different businesses now. Mm-hmm. I should have done my personal branding way better than I have done it. And because it just would have helped so much. When I was originally in health shops, I had 3 health shops and a supplement brand that I built and sold across Australia to health shops mm-hmm. and pharmacies. Doing that, I should have been massively involved in my personal brand. It was all about the shops and the business, and it did incredibly well. But that could have been so useful to bring that personal branding into my next mm-hmm. businesses, which was property and then restaurants and a whole bunch of other things that I've done. It would have been so, so beneficial. So now I've actually realized, woken up and said, okay, actually, this personal branding stuff is pretty darn important. Hence, on your show and doing a bunch of podcasts and getting that personal branding out there, because it, you know, as people get to know and trust you and say, oh yeah, you know, what he says makes a little bit of sense, hopefully, then that just goes, you know, they build trust. People enjoy buying. They will buy from people they like. Hopefully they'll, you know, we tick a few boxes as we go and along that thing. So if we can use that personal branding and you know, that's what I'm really doing. And I built the NathanBors.com website off the back of that because I realize how important it is now.
Yeah, and thank you for sharing that words of wisdom. It's about marketing. It's about like selling yourself, because how good you sell yourself is actually dependent how you display your personal branding. You know, a lot of strategies actually goes into that, a lot of tactics, but it's just, you know, finding the right balance and of how to, you know, present yourself in the best way possible for the benefit of your business and for the others to get to know you better, you know, so that they have that trust and confidence to work with you.
Mm.
Just wanted to ask you a bit about marketing and PR strategies for that some of the business owner do, or which is very essential for businesses, you know. So can I ask you, what are some of the key marketing strategies that have helped you grow your businesses you can share with our audience?
Yeah, sure. I've got actually 9 strategies that I frequently use. So a little bit of a blueprint. And most of them, in fact, pretty much all of them are organic. And over the years, I've done a lot of pretty marketing stunts, guerrilla advertising, where we've ended up in newspapers or in jail. No, joking, not in jail. Where we've ended up in it just being quite visual. We did, for example, when mm-hmm. we were in the UK, we were in the property industry buying mm-hmm. property without any bank finance. It was when the global financial crisis hit 2009, 2010. And the banks decided that they would prefer to hold on to their money than lend any out. So we had to find another way of getting hold of property, because we wanted to build a property portfolio in the UK. So we found this system and we brought it over from Australia to the UK, and it was all about creative finance. So we had this one particular property that we'd acquired without any bank finance. We wanted to sell it on, and it was a time where it was a bit sticky. The market was pretty slow. So we needed to get the message out there. So my crazy sister and myself decided we would put a big yellow placard, like an A-frame, walk it with this ugly A-frame, handwritten sign saying, buy my flat. We had ugly handwritten, there was spelling mistakes. Mm-hmm. We really wanted to stand out, like, you know.
Because in a different way, you know, like in not a totally in a conventional way, yeah.
Absolutely, because we feel the world is going professional, over professional, more professional. And that sort of marketing doesn't cut through. It's just you're all competing in the same sea of sameness. So we figured, let's go super, super ugly. Let's really stand out. Let's make it as, you know, as obvious as possible. So we did this, and we went to the busiest location we could find, which was Tower Hill, which is that iconic tower bridge in London. And we walked across the bridge with these signs. And the response was pretty interesting. We had people just stopping in the street, taking photos. We had the beautiful big double-decker red London buses driving along the side of the road, driving down the bridge. And they'd just actually pull up, and the drivers would be hanging out the windows going, what the hell are you doing? And and, you know, all the people in the bus taking photos. Well, that particular little marketing stunt got picked up by newspapers and went global around the world. And we sold that property in 48 hours. So with zero cost marketing. Wow. So we had our phone number on the sign. People rang us. The phone rang off the hook. It was absolutely phenomenal. So they're the sort of things, being, as I mentioned, being brought up on potatoes, you kind of look for ways of, via necessity, of making it work without money. And so that's one of the ways that we do our marketing. And another one that is my really favorite way is through joint ventures, which probably don't have time to go into right now, but joint ventures are fantastic, a zero cost way, collaborating with another business person that has a non-competing product, but you can collectively sell more together than you could singly. So yeah, that's another one of my absolute favorites, which I've used to do tens of thousands of dollars in different businesses over the years. Really good one.
Thank you so much for sharing that very not conventional, but very effective marketing strategies, which I'm sure our listeners give them motivation to understand that marketing does not always mean being professional, like over after over, but how different tweaks and unique ideas can, you know, get you money, like being able to like sell things. So just, you know, try out different ideas and see like what works for everyone, you know. I wanted to like ask you about, I know, you know, like networking is very important when it comes to business, on how well your network is, like how effectively, you know, you're selling yourself to others or having others share like ideas, getting, you know, touches and ideas from that for yourselves. Can I ask you, you know, like how do you actually approach networking and building strategic partnerships?
Yeah, I think networking can be done anywhere, anytime. And when you're looking for strategic partners, and that's sort of what I was talking about, the joint ventures, they are a phenomenal way of doing strategic partnerships. But there's opportunities everywhere. You just have to start being a little bit uncomfortable, going out of your comfort level and just chatting to everyone. I mean, my kids are constantly saying, "Oh, Papa, do you know that person? Do you know that lady? Do you know that man?" Because I've just struck up a conversation like I've known them for the whole of my life. And I'll go, no, but they just seemed interesting, so I thought I'd chat to them. So you just never know where the next business opportunity is around the corner. I mean, your business growth, I love business growth. And I feel the business growth could be one conversation away from just absolutely skyrocketing your business if you connect with the right person and offer them enough value. And I've had that happen so many times, where being there at the right place, saying the right things, chatting to people, finding out what they do. I love finding out what people do. I can't stand talking about the weather. To me, that sort of conversation, that small talk conversation, is mind-numbingly boring and doesn't help anyone. So I'd much prefer to say, "Hey, so what do you do? Are you working? Are you in business?" And then drill down and just learn stuff from people, because you never know who they are and what doors they could open. I mean, I was doing a podcast a couple of weeks ago, and I was introducing this concept of dopamine connecting with the law of attraction, because I feel there's a really neat connection. You know, everyone's heard of The Secret, you know, the movie and the book. So what I like to do is connect dopamine with the law of attraction. So biochemically change our body so that we're stimulating our dopamine, and then putting that into play with the law of attraction of attracting more business opportunities to you. And I was on this podcast and I was talking about this stuff, and then we shot the whole podcast. Then a week later, the guy came back to me and he said, "Hey, I was just thinking about what you said, and I was having a chat to this guy, and we're just wondering if you'd like to come in this book that we're writing with Tony Robbins and Brian Tracy." And I said, "Oh yeah, tell me more." So I don't know, I'm sure you know of them. They're pretty big names in the personal development. I mean, Tony Robbins is the biggest personal development guy on the planet. So I said, "Yes, please, I'll be involved in that." Yeah. So we just literally, today I've just finished writing my chapter. I've got to send it off to the publishers, and that's going to become part of a book that was an opportunity that came about through just chatting to people and seeing networking through a podcast. So that gets released later in March, I think. all going well.
That's wonderful, Nathan. And thank you so much. And congratulations, by the way, on the chapter. Wonderful things happening. And it's all the power of networking. I'm trying to understand how you do that effectively as well. I wanted to ask you about another aspect, that is PR for business and marketing. Can you share from your experience with our audience, what are some of the common PR mistakes business owners make and how can someone avoid them?
I've just recently taken on a full-time PR manager mm-hmm. who's doing a really lovely job of getting us out there. In fact, I think that's how we connected together. So yeah, I think PR is a really important part of the business journey. And hopefully we're doing it right. But the concept is that we want to bring as much value as possible to anyone that we're reaching out to. So if you lead with value rather than lead with a request, hopefully that's a quite useful thing in PR to ensure we're doing that to avoid we don't want to be seen as a drain. We want to be seen as contributing and adding value. So I think they're the key points there.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Nathan. We are coming in near to the end of our podcast, but I really wanted to ask you if you could give like one piece of advice to new entrepreneurs, like what would that be?
Learn to sell and learn to market. For lead generation and growing your business, there is no other as important skill set that you can adopt and spend the time investing in it. I always advocate a minimum of 3 hours a day in business growth every single day. If you can do that, it equates to over 90 days per year solid of business growth focus. And can you just imagine what impact that will have on your business if you're mm-hmm. actively generating business for 3 hours every day? So whether it be through the 9 strategies that I love to use, organic free marketing, direct mm-hmm. messaging, joint ventures, guerrilla marketing, all these sort of things are fantastic to grow your business. And if you can just mm-hmm. focus on that, don't get too carried away by the product. As long as it's a reasonably good product, that's all you need. But what you do need is a heck of a lot of marketing for getting it out there. So spend a good chunk of your day doing that.
Very, very valuable advice, Nathan. Thank you so much for sharing that. Can I just, you know, end this podcast by asking you, what's actually next for you and your business?
Yeah, cool. Well, we've got a bunch of things on the go. I don't think I'll take on too many new businesses, but we do enjoy connecting with other business owners and helping them. So I'm sort of focusing on more of getting out there, doing more public speaking, which I really enjoy. And the book comes out hopefully end of March. So and that's got actually my 9 strategies of growth and a bit about the dopamine and the law of attraction. Mm-hmm. Don't go into a lot of detail because that's another whole huge subject. But if you can bring those skills into your business, I think people will look at business totally differently and start loving it and enjoying it. So yeah, that's sort of on the cards is launching the book and getting it out there and just continuing to focus on growing. And helping other people if they want a little bit of direction. We love chatting about it, nerding out. We meet once a month with a little group through my website. It's free. If you have any business growth challenges, everyone's welcome to come and hang out and chat business.
Wonderful, Nathan. And we're really looking forward to your book and I'll let our audience know when that gets out and how they can get them. If you want to know more about Nathan and the work that he is doing, if you want to learn more and just connect with him, you can do that by going to our website, activeaction.fm/person/Nathan-Bose. If you have any questions, feel free to send those out. I'll forward them to Nathan. I hope you really got some valuable advice and learned something new, especially the entrepreneurs and the business owners, that how you can scale your business and have growth in that. Thank you so much, Nathan, for joining this evening. I know you have many businesses. You're very busy, but really appreciate.
Pleasure. Thanks so much for having me, Dr. Nazif. That's been a pleasure, mate. Yeah.
So, dear listeners, that was the end for today's podcast. I'm hoping to get connected with you again next week with another amazing episode. Stay active and take action. Until then, take care.
Thank you for joining us on the Active Action Podcast at activeaction.fm. We hope today's episode gave you some entertainment, fresh perspectives, and a little extra motivation to take action in your own life. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed the show, share it with someone who might love it too. Oh, one more thing. Become our premium supporter and get access to expert articles and strategy guides on personal and professional development, and enjoy lots of other exclusive features. Get started for free. Visit our website, activeaction.fm/supporter, for more information. Take care, stay active, and take action.